Parshas Mishpatim is a parsha that has in itself the big chelik of the dinei, I guess the zikin mominis in the Torah, and certainly the chitzenis of the halachas are all yanim of chayshim mishpat and so on. But within each of these halachas, there's a lot to be understood mitzad the teichin, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees things, and so on. And there's a lot to learn mitzad the pnimis in yanim. Let's take a parasha over here. Maki ishva meis moisimas. So if you kill somebody, you get misa. Okay, that's one halacha. Vashelo itzil tzada. If the person himself had no intention, he didn't do it, he wasn't miskavin, he wasn't arav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just brought it to him. You have a place that you go to. That's the halacha of our miklot, our levia, and our miklot, and the mori miklot, and that's what's called the person that went. That killed b'shoigig. We spoke a few times. We spoke in Kippur about the name of shoigig and why shoigig is. What's the chumrah of shoigig? In the Rishonim here, it's mashma ki'ilu that shoigig is a problem of velikim in el yodai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megalgut to him, and bal korchach there's some sort of inyan that he's chayav to do tshuva for. That's one way of understanding it, that the ik is the velikim in el yodai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the megalglin choyv adich hayev. And the type of place that is misugal for it is our levia. We'll assume because we see the chinuch, our levim, they're very chasher people, they're ktoishim, they're good people, they're tzadikim, so it'll be good for him, it'll be beneficial. Then it says, v'chiyazid ishal re'eyu lahargi ba'arma, if somebody will be mazid and kill the other person ba'arma, me'im mizbechi tikachen alamus. But if he kills him b'mezid, me'im mizbechi tikachen alamus. There's something here much further, much stronger than a normal mezid. It says over here, that he's Yazid Israel Harge Be'arma, that's so Ki'ilu, it's one step item. Me'im is Rikalamus. We learn over here that even you take more from Mizbeach, even if he's on Mizbeach Kalamus. Now, we learn from the Pasik that Shoigeg has a Makam Miklot on Mizbeach as well. But it's not the normal way of telling us an additional halacha. Is to tell us both, to tell us one distinction. Before we spoke about a shogeg goes to the Arlevia. Then it says a mezid, even from his beatikhan alamos. So we do learn from here that that there's a mokum klita of the mizbeach, and yet and it's associated bedavka with the bechiyazid ishar ve'ehu. So mezid is learnt up from his bechita kachana lamus, whereas shogeg, we know that there's a makam miklat of or a miklat of our levia. So you have a distinction between shogeg and mezid, and a distinction between levia and kahuna. In kahuna itself, which is l'chura much higher dagger, the Gemara learns from here that a mizbeach tikachana lamus, mizbeach is koilet. But there's a whole bunch of conditions that you don't have in our levia. One is that it has to be dafka a koyin, and it has to be dafka b'shas avodah, which is not at all what you would have in our levia. Our levia is obviously anybody, and you just sort of sit around it. There's not shas avodah. This is very, very unique in that has many more conditions. One would expect the logic of it to be the other way around. kahuna, it's sort of the mizbeach is the makam kahuna, so that would be koil at everybody. It's such a kaddishik a place and so special that that would alachas kam v'kama, and yet Chazal the Gemara is memayit. Many did in famous Gemara with Yov made the mistake, and I said Lavo, the Yitzhar is going to make the mistake, and so on. There's a Sefer Yalkut Ruveni, which is a collection of more Kabbalistic Medrashim and so on, a later collection, and he brings it to Kunizaya that says that this halacha of a chiyazid ish al re'eh loga barmim izbech dikhan alamus, it's something where it goes into a whole discussion of mitzvahs that are megin on averis. In other words, that it's possible sometimes, even though mitzvah is not mechaben avera, and if a person is punished for everything, but it can be megin on a person for other things also. Some things yes, some things not. The whole discussion in Yanim that are beyond us. But the Goyen has a pierced Kunizar. The Goyen says the raya is the diuk of the pasuk, nemizbech itikachen alamus, that dafka ritzicha, because it's so chamer, the mizbeach is not koilet. But other things, the mizbeach is koilet. So you see from here the inyan that avoda is that somewhere along the line avoda can protect a person, which is it's not something. I'm not aware that it has shaykhis to our halachas in any way, but mitzad the bezel shalmala, this inyan is an inyan that shaykh to it. That's what the Goyen says over here. So the Goyen says that there is an inyan klita, there's an inyan of hatzola. The word uses hatzola more, the migni. There is a hatzola of the mizbeach, but and obviously it's different. The makom mizbeach is matzil in ways that are different than miklat, and it's no get to other places where it does work. Even the mezit pashtus. That's the way. So the mitzad the mezit shaboy, it's possible to have an ir miklat that's dafke kahuna, except it can't be Ritzicha, and it doesn't also, obviously it's not so much, it's not to get to Bezal Shabbat, at Lo Shemana, at Bezal Shabbat, there would be such nafgemina. You find another place, you find that this is actually nafgemina, you find it, I mean, not nafgemina, but you find the inyan mizbeach being koilet. It says by David, that, it says the Anshe Givon came with a taina against the Shaul HaMelech, that Shaul HaMelech was killed them, was mekaper the panasa, whole long arichus, and b'meila they demanded that Shaul's children be killed out. And it says that Shaul, David did it because it's Michal Hashem, they shouldn't say that you can get away with harming Geirim. And it says that Mephibosheth he had Rachmanis on, because Mephibosheth was a big amtoch, was Isaac Beteira. So, what David did in order to save him was, he said that I am muchan to kill anyone. We're going to do the mizbeach test, and if the mizbeach is koilet, you can't kill him. So he had all the other children pass through it, and then the mizbeach was koilet b'fiboishes, and he saved him. There are actually two gersois in the Chazal, because there are other places that it's mashon mizbeach being koilet is bad kilo by midyan. The mizbeach is sort of pointed out the ones that were chayte, but the main gers over there seems to be that the mizbeach was koilet, and it was an echo of this inyan of saving somebody for shrichas damim. The taina of Givon, of Anshe Givon, was that Shaul, in effect, had killed them by being a kaper, the Parnassah, because he killed out the Kohanim. And so the Taina was, in a big picture, me'en of Shvichas Domim. And therefore, the Mizbeach was koilet those who were somebody who would who would be saved, and it was bedafka mifiboishes, because he was learning all the time. Sav learned, he was Isaac Petera. So you see that there is an Indian Hatzala of Mizbeach in that context. It obviously didn't have the conditions that this Mizbeach had. It wasn't a Koyin B'Shas Avoida. I don't know if over there it was Be'arma, not Be'arma. I don't know. It certainly wasn't amazed by the children. But whatever it is, it had some sort of Hatzala for that also. So you see the Mizbeach could be Matzil in other conditions as well. So you see the Goyen, that the Mizbeach being Matzel extends to Mitzvah's essays being Megin on Mitzvah's Losas, on Averis. And you see also by David the Hatzolah over here, where it was Matzel and Fibosh, of course. I'd like to try to understand a little bit what's the Inyan, the two Hatzolahs, the two Malchum Hatzolahs here, and what it is that. The Maila of Shevet Leviya over Shevet over Kahuna, which seems to be counterintuitive, and so on. So let's understand a little bit about the Inyan of Shegig. We said when we spoke about it I said over the Beis Yaakov Dishvitz speaks about it in Parshas Metzora. About a nefesh raw as being misavel raw, and that's why shogeg is worse than mezit. He says because you know v'sandcha mokoyim v'nos asheyonu shama means that the person has no more mokoyim in this world because of special chesed. And his point is that there's something that's mekulkel in the very, very, in the subconscious. When a person does something consciously, it's easy to get a finger on it, it's easy to understand what he did wrong. A person does b'shoigeg, you don't even have a tefisa in what he did wrong. So the way he understands it is mitzad the, mitzad the kilkul hadvarim, it's easier to be mitaken, mosel ma'davodim, if a person has a splinter stuck in his finger. So if it's a long splinter and a half it comes out, it's easier to take out because you grab onto what's outside and it pulls that which is inside. If it's a shorter splinter which is completely buried under the skin, it's much worse because you have no grip on it. The same thing, if something is amazed, you have a grip on the outside, you know what he did wrong and why he was doing it and the apparent motive, and from that you can schlep out the inner. Masha'inkin, if the person did bishogeg, if the person doesn't realize what he did, it's hard to get a handle on it. It's not the tikkun advarim. That's one way of looking at it. I'd like to understand it a little bit in a different way. Obviously, with the same nekuda of shogeg versus mezid, understand the chisaron of shogeg a little bit of a different light. There's a seif in the Rambam called Hilchas Deos, which deals with a chelik of a person's activities that start at a subconscious level, and they percolate, they manifest itself in many other areas. So whereas in the world of regular mitzvahs and averis, you have a reshus nesun v'yadei, and a person has a very, very clear grip on, I did X, X is wrong, I need to wean myself off from X, and I need to stop doing it, and so on. That's the whole world, that's 95% of the Rambam's Yadah Chazakah. Starting from Hilchas Tshuva, where he speaks about the inyanim of Bechira. A person has Bechira to do everything he wants, and a person can do anything he wants, and therefore the world of Bechira is working with the Maisim you're doing. And that's from that point onwards. Hilchas Deis, and in some degree it's true about obviously Yisod HaTorah, but much more Hilchas Deis. The Rambam speaks about Hilchos Deos, and he says, a person is born with many netiyos, and they are affected by his natural inclinations and things that he grew up with. And the Rambam says that derech b'riyosa shel adam lius nimshach b'dei oisov v'b'maisov achareya v'chaverov v'nohei k'minyan anshe medinasei. A person's activities are determined by the messages of society around him. We're not talking about a meisas medias. Someone comes and tells me, I have 100 proofs against Torah, and this is the emes, and so on and so forth, and I'm meisas medias to do X, Y, Z. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a person lives in a society, and people are act in a certain way. It is one of the components of a person's personality that goes, that adds up to what determines his actions, are these deis that a person absorbs from society around him. This is the way a person is. It's not, I don't make a conscious decision to listen to people around me. A child grows up and he sees people around him eat with a fork and a knife, he eats with a fork and a knife. If he sees them eating with chopsticks, he eats with chopsticks. If he sees them eating with their hands, he eats with his hands. That's the person. So I have in myself, I absorb a world of mannerisms, ideas, mores, values, a huge world of things that I absorb, dafka, within a context of the society around me. And who I am and what I do is in a large degree determined by that. So how many things that we do during a day do we actually use koach habchira? For a normal person, or come out for anyone. If I say to myself, should I take a break now or not? I very rarely is it a situation where I make a whole big cheshbon nefesh with a shaila, with a sivish harach, at Tom to the rabbin versus that. If everybody takes a lunch break, I take a lunch break. If nobody takes it, I don't take it. That's the norm. The way I talk, the way I respond, everything about anything that exists in that realm of activities, the vast majority of which are not conscious acts, and they're not things that I think beforehand, I pick up from everything around me. That's Metzias Adam. So when I come to a person and I fault him for what he did, and what he did is a conscious act that was predetermined, so then I need to ask myself, why did I do it? Was it right to do it? I will stop doing it, and I will train myself not to do it. That's the way in which I will, that's the way I conduct myself vis-a-vis that. But then there's an area which is most of what I do that just comes by habit, by what I pick up, and so on and so forth. That area is most of what I do, and that's the type of shegeg we're talking about in Ritzicha. It's different than the normal shogeg. Normal shogeg is I'm a mutter. Here it's a lot more a getter of I wasn't careful enough. It wasn't my intention to do X, Y, Z, which is different. In Shabbos, this is close to being a misasik. It is different. The Gemara talks about is it something that's karv lemezik, bishai karv lemezit, bishai karv leones. We're talking about a very different category of activities. We're talking about things that a person does that are done more out of habit and instinct rather than premeditation. There's a fascinating akeda over here on Bamidbar. He says al derech hapshat in the pasuk. He's not speaking mederech halacha. He would like to say that there are two categories of mezid, and the reason why Yoav made a mistake was because there's a category of mazid where a person sits down and plans another person's murder. He sits down and says, Reuven has money, Reuven has the job I want, Reuven has X, Y, or Z, Reuven did this to me, I will now go, I will set a trap for him, and I will murder him. Then there's a type where I had no such intention, but I met the person, we got into a heated debate, I got very angry at him, and I killed him. So he's medayik in the pasuk. Again, this is through the pshat of the psukim, not the halacha. Vashel loit sida. And then he says, v'chi yazir Israel lahargoi ba'arma. In other words, we're talking about v'loi orav v'komloi. The person is doing a pu'ula of the type of the perfect case of mazit is not that not only I know I'm killing him, but I'm killing him out of a premeditated desire to kill him, as opposed to a heated moment. And that's how we thought that was Yoav's havamina. Why he thought that he could be saved is because he felt that his killing him belonged to that category. I mean, he was wrong in the halacha shabbai, but in the pshat of the pasuk, it lends itself to that as well. That's what Akeda says. So the Torah is telling us that there is a fundamental lack in a person whose maisim carry in themselves the recklessness or the lack of care in dealing with the other person. So what determines how cautious and careful I am when something is, when there's some sort of a possibility of chas v'shalom killing somebody? Well, those are belong in the tchum of deus. There's a type of understanding you have to be very careful. You're driving a car. It's a responsibility. There are people's lives at stake, and you need to be careful. Or a person has a sense of, yeah, I'm a heavy man, do it, whatever it is, and, you know, no caution, no sense of responsibility, just doesn't. So that sense of how do I approach a maisa? Do I look around and ask, what about, is it safe for other people? Am I taking somebody's hands in my life? And so on. That's a sense that belongs on this dais. We're not talking about a pu'ula of Ritzicha, we're talking about a whole different world. We're talking, it's not the Oymen Mutta either. It's where what where I'm being faulted for is in my personality. Am I Zohir with other people's lives or not? How much of my personality is reckless and how much is it with Zahiras for other people's lives? That's the Shaila and that's the issue. So in the world of Shfichas Damim, because of its Chumrah, this is where the Torah gave us a parsha that a person's Averis that come from this area that we'll call Hilchas Deis, from the area of a person's instinctive sense of responsibility for other people, is lacking. And there the person needs to do tshuva. The tshuva is that until he's not in a place, like the Rambam says the eitzah for that person is to live in a place where the mashpiyim are, people that are good people. We take it on as a hanacha. My metzias will be the metzias of the people who surround me. That's the teva ha'adam, and the person is mushpa by the people, by his chaverim, by his reyes, and more than anything else, by the place that he lives. And therefore the Torah said you have to go to the makom levia, to the makom of Shevet Levi. That's the place where you're going to be mushpa l'tayv. Your problem is a problem not at the level of Maisa, and it's a problem at the level of your Mahus. And in some ways, it's a lot more insidious, because like we said before, a Pa'ula, I can focus. I ate Chaz on this and this day, and therefore, I need to do Tshuva. And I know that this will make be Machshami, this will not be Machshami, and so on and so forth. For that, Tshuva is pretty... It's pretty set. It's quite apparent. Masha Einkein, when you're talking about a sense of not having appropriate regard for human life, for what could happen, that's something that's seeped in. It's interacting with people who, what the heck? What do I care? Nah, don't worry. It'll be okay. There's lacking something. I need to change my place and live in it. I need to become a chelok of that market. Kahuna is, it's interesting. Kohanim are also, they also live in Aralevia. Mitzad, the Nachla, and all the halachos of Nachla, they all belong to Shevet Levi. So the Kahuna and the Leviya, in the sense of Ari Leviya and Ari Miklat, are the same in that sense. But there's another Maila, a Koyen, which Sin Rashi says is Lechayin means to be Mesharis. A Koyen is someone who is actively engaged in doing Toiv. There is another Maila, that when a person is in the mode of doing, and he's also in Toiv, he's not absorbing anything. The famous Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara says, the Gemara speaks about a knife of that's treif, when you shecht an animal with it, and the blood is reseach, is cham, so is that absorbing the dam on the sakin, and the Gemara says, I did the treaty lemiflet loy bali, because the arteries are so busy spitting blood out, they don't absorb. In other words, it's ki'ilu, it's like a mouth. It's either intaking or out. It's either spitting out or taking in. It can't do it together in one shot. That's the way. That's a halacha, and it's been such an expression used by many to explain a certain phenomena. When a person is in a mode of being a mashpia, an oiseh, a doer, a giver, a teacher, so the person himself really does not at all absorb from around. We absorb from peers, but when I am in a position of being mashpia, I don't absorb. The condition is, however, that it be b'shas maisa. If it's not b'shas maisa, then I'm open. Even if let's take a sort of a dogma. Let's say I'm being mashpia on people at toiv. But then we break, and then we do an activity that's sort of, we sit around together, we have a drink together, we have whatever it is. Then that doesn't work anymore. It has to be mamish, while I am doing what I'm doing, raz not nid back to me. As soon as I let go, then I'm back again to where I'm like everybody else. So we have the ability. So a mashal, let's take it. Somebody is a mashpia and a makum that's not good. So if the person is a mashpia 24/7, nothing of that makum will be nid back to him, because he's busy being mashpia. If the person has two dinim, in the morning I'm mashpia, in the evening I'm another member of the community in the sense that I'm open to everybody else, then it doesn't work. It doesn't work for the time I'm not there. So we have two mahalchim that protect the person. One is from that influence. One is the person goes to a place where influence is good. And one is where the person himself is asuk, and he's the mashpia. So even if everybody else around him is as berashbos, kol zman, the person is being mesharis, the person is doing, that's a kayan mode. then he's not affected. But once he stops, he's affected by it. So the Kahuna and Levia, the two Oifanim, that both of them are mashpia on a person, that both of them, and I mean, are megan on a person, act in very different ways. Levia is just being there. And it's not, the difference is not between Kohen and Levia. Kohanim also are Leviim when it comes to the Nachla. In other words, the Leviim, just because you're in an environment that's Toiv, you pick up the Toiv. And then the second thing is, when a person is in a mode of an Oise, of a Mashpia Shefa, then the person is in a mode of a Kohen on the Mizbeach, and he's not affected. Those are the two Mahalchim. Let's go back to the opening points. So the pasuk tells me for that second one, that a person who's being oisik b'shas maisa raznat nidraktim, that really goes beyond even being mushba l'toiv, because it's a higher darga. And it's something that can be megan on a person, even a high. And that's what the goyin means. That the pasuk's meduyik, it's dafka shfichas domim, b'mezit, which is beyond everything, that over there's no koyach in the maisa to be megan at all. There's no maisa that can be megan on it. The klal gadol is, the maisa has to be better than what the avera. If you have an object that's 1 square meter, and you have a shield that's 1.5 square meters, it'll be megan on him. But if the object is 2 square meters and the shield is 1 square meter, nothing's going to be megan on it. It's not. The avera is much bigger. But other than that, it is something that's megan on other things. So let's understand it a little bit. I guess we don't have our miklat and we don't have the mizbeach and so on. But let's try to understand it in Malach HaChayim. The first insight is that if a person asks himself, who am I? What am I? What's my mitzias? So the meisim a person does, that's the tip of the iceberg. And you certainly start with that. They have a chshivas over other things. But the person's natural sense of things is who the person is. And a primary ingredient of a person, who he is and what he is what is the society around him. That's, no, you can't get away from that. You look at it. When the Torah spots somebody who is loquy in it, the Torah says he needs to get away from where he is. He needs to go to our Mikla, to our Levia. That's where he needs to go. So understand that a person is, the Torah was magdehim as having the teva of the people around him, and you can't get away from it. A person, it's nageya in a yeshiva environment, obviously, the people you hang around with and the people that you're mushba from are you. Don't think for a minute that you will be different. Secondly, and this is a person, one of the biggest decisions a person will make, second in importance, and maybe sometimes not even second in importance to who he marries, is in what society will he live? It's the location, it's the nature of the work, it's the place of the work, it's the people that will become his club, the people that he's going to be misyaches to. That will be the primary mashpia on the person. And if a person finds himself acting in subtle ways, not talking about grub avers, but in subtle ways, person acts in ways that he surprises himself, then he should know that's where it comes from. The mannerisms, the language, the type of reaction, everything. All of the subtleties and nuances of a person's behavior are picked up from around him. And the person sees that he's changing Natlatoiv, then he needs to understand he needs to go to a society that's an appropriate society. And sometimes it comes with a sacrifice. Let me give an example. Imagine a person has means, he's successful in business, he's successful in whatever it is, he has money, and he can afford a nice house in a very nice place. But it's not a place that the people are special in the Torah. I mean, there's plenty of kosher places. It's not as if it'll be nichshol and tarfus chas v'shalom. But he can't honestly say that this is where I belong mitzad meiruchnius. So the person needs to be makriv, and the person needs to be able to say, I belong in the Shevet Levi of mine. This is my Shevet Levi. These people to me are Shevet Levi. They're people that I see in them. Ruchnius, I see in them character of Ruchnius, and that's where I belong. And a person should not think that he'll live in Makom A and be like Makom B. One in a million are hermits, then sort of have no shares to anybody else. It's a mi'uta that's not shchiach, the l'shchicha to say that you can be like that or that you should be like that. Person shouldn't be like that. Person is nimshach. It's just tef. It's normal for a person. That's one. Two, on the other hand, if a person is sent on a shlichus, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a person to be mashpia, this could be also on chaverim, this could be in a place where a person, and so on, a person needs to understand that a makom mizbeach is a makom miklat. And it's probably a better makom miklat than the passive miklat of just being around good people. Well, if a person is the mashpia, but there's a big tnai on it. He has to be a kohen and b'shas avoda. In other words, the person has to be someone who is all the time a mashpia. If the person is half mashpia and half ansheir, then that becomes that. Loit was a basically good person. So when he was with Avram Avinu, he was Mushbal Toiv. When he was with Stoim, he had some good Stodim, but he also became Dovok to Stoim. You could save him. If you pulled him out of Stoim, he wasn't a Stomite. But if you left him there, then he was Anshei Stoim. That was the Achra of his Din. His wife was a Ish of Stoim. She looked back. She when you look back at something means a lamasha. If a person moves from a house to a house, he lived 20 years in a house, he moves to another house, the person looks back to the other house. It's you know, there's some sort of nostalgia to it. If a person stayed in a motel somewhere, he doesn't look back, and before he leaves, he's happy to go when he has to go, and that's the end of it. There's no attachment to it. Asia's look back, and look back means she was kosher to it. That was a metzias. So a person who does want to be a mashpia, a person, and it's in any environment, even if a person is in a work environment, that's the work he was able to get, and it's a difficult environment. If the person sees himself as doing toiv, as being the mashpia, then it changes. Yes, he lacks being part of the chevra, but on the other hand, his kesha is as the mashpia. Someone told me on Hanhaga Toiva that he started doing some sort of Hanhaga that he told me it's not because I think I'm at that darga, but I need it. I go around a lot. I need to be seen as such a type of person, and that will be, and I'll have to live that act. I'll have to live that way. That's the way he understood it. But here it's deeper. It's the pshat is the person being a mashpia itself is something that it keeps away the other, keeps away the ra from him. I once thought many years ago, the Welt says that, you know, a drop of ink can make a whole glass of water dark or tinted or something like that. And then there's a saying that one match can light up a whole room. Sort of a steer in the tivi advarm. And the answer is very partial. The water itself, it's clear. But it's a very passive clarity. It's not something that is radiating clarity. It's just passively clear. So you put in one drop of ink, it's not so clear anymore. The light radiates. It's a mashpia. So then it's not affected by the choyshech, it's mashpia onto the choyshech. And it's even a person who, so certainly a person whose life is dedicated to being mashpia, but even a person in his environment of peers, but a person can be a mashpia. I can make this inyan that I'm being mashpia on that inyan. And it has in itself that specific ability to keep the person in line. If I'm the one that's seen as, people should not talk in shul, people should not be poigim in Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. And that's my mahus, that's what I talk about. And this is what I try to talk to people about. I'm much less likely I'll be affected by it, because my makom is as a mashpia. So the Torah gives us over here, in the world, in the sharpest of all averis, of etzicha, the Torah says, and the reason possibly why Ritzicha was chosen, because of the three chamuris, the one that has a din of a mishpat is Ritzicha. It's Parshas Mishpatim. It also has, the Gemara says, how do you know that there's no Yav v'Yarek? The Gemara says, sorry, my chazad dosim mitfei, dom deis mitfei. The other one's in the pasuk. So if somebody's not zohir in it, it's not coming because of a lack of musin yerushamayim. It's coming because something deeper than that. It's coming because of a hashpa. And he's being mushpa. And in that, the Torah gives us two eitzes. One eitze is if the person needs to change his makom, so that he becomes a mushpa l'toiv from people around him that are toiv. And the second eitze is, and for Shogeg it's an eitze, if the person himself, even if he's stuck in a place that there are many mashpiim l'ron, that the general hashpa, general ruach is not good, if the person is a kohen b'shas avodosei on the mizbeach, that also is a shema. And for us, we're the vast majority of things we'll be doing in life are nikva by everything around us. We also have these two eitzes. A person, like the Rambam says, needs to be l'chatchila kaveh his makom, to be in an area where he gets hashpah that's toiv. And secondly, in those cases, in those times, in those places that a person can't do that, if a person is a kohen b'shas avodosei, if a person is a mashpia and a doer, then that also kol oid he's in his mode to be mashpia, the person himself will not be a mashpia.